My name is Chris Killingsworth. We're here at Sugarlands Distilling Company.
Talk to us about moonshine. A lot of people don't know that it is legal now and when it became legalized and how it's a game shifter for Tennessee.
A little bit, yeah. You know, people have been making moonshine or liquor in general in this region for a really long time.
Pre-prohibition, right?
Pre-prohibition. That was, something that I learned coming out here and working for this company is a little bit more about the heritage with liquor production for this region. But yeah, it's been legal for six or seven years. And so there's been a little bit of a pop-up boom industry for this very specific area because there's so much background in liquor production and there's a lot of people that still know how to do it the right way.
Overview of what is moonshine? What defines it?
So moonshine traditionally was a little bit of an umbrella term for unaged liquor, and it could have been anything. It could have been vodka, gin, whiskey, or a raw spirit like we're making here. And so these days, it's kind of become a little bit of an umbrella term for unaged liquor or raw liquor.
But back in the day, wasn't it typically corn? Wasn't that?
Corn was abundant and it was really easy to use. So in this region, yeah, corn was king.
And today, it's a huge game shifter. Tell us about Sugarland and where you are and what you're doing.
Well, we're up here in Gatlinburg, Tennessee, and we're not the first legal distillery. We're kind of a little bit newer to the game here, but we're in our third year, and something that we're doing, you know, specifically different than everybody else is keeping an eye on that heritage and trying to celebrate the traditions of people from the region, and we're using those same traditions with, you know, a little bit of a modern twist on it in our liquor production.
So you don't have to go out in the woods anymore.
No, we definitely recommend, people still do that. I mean, there's definitely still liquor that falls off the back of a truck in the Walmart parking lot that sometimes has repercussions.
Well, tell us a little bit about the explosion in moonshine, because it's not just corn liquor anymore.
Well, you're looking at something that really is an American heritage. I think people are really interested in learning about the history of our country. That's one of those rich tales that's been around for a long time. And it's something that people are fascinated by it right now. You know, with the moonshine was always, to me, in Texas, I tried it once on tour out here to the South, you know, when I was in my 20s. And there was always a little bit of a mystique behind it. And so that's kind of what we're doing, a lot of these companies and us specifically, is demystifying this American tradition and bringing it to the general public. And shows like Moonshiners that and I don't know if you know this, but we collaborate with five of the guys from the TV show. And a lot of them have history in the moonshine game all the way back to Popcorn Sutton, and which is one of the original distillers of moonshine in this area.
Tell us about the different flavors and where you've gone with moonshine for the public today.
Okay. A good place to start would be kind of talking about our apple pie and how that's a little different than other traditional apple pie moonshines. And a lot of people are making their apple pie moonshine with a red apple and cinnamon flavor. And so we wanted to stand out and do something a little differently. So we did green apple and caramel. It's kind of like a candy apple moonshine. It's wildly different than anything else on the market and definitely very unique to our company and liquor in general. And it's our best seller. And so, you know, coming up with some kind of different and new and exciting flavors has done well for the company because people are coming in and they're trying stuff that they've never had before.
Give us another example of something out of the box.
Something kind of a little different. Well, we have our 70 proof peanut butter and jelly moonshine, part of that Outlandish series. It's similar to the apple pie in that it's a layered flavor. So, you know, on the breath in, you're getting one flavor, you're getting that roasted peanut butter, and on the breath out, it flips into the Concord grape jelly. So that's something that's also, you know, very unique. People are excited about it, and especially people that are in a younger demographic in their 20s, you know, that have maybe never had a corn-based liquor before, and then they're trying this new stuff, and it's really kind of, it's exciting and different.
Chris Killingsworth, what a pleasure.
Oh, no worries. The pleasure's all mine.
Further information.
Sugarlandsdistilling.com is a great resource to come and find out information about the distillery.
And where are you physically located?
Oh, we are located at 805 Parkway in Gatlinburg, Tennessee.
Right downtown, front row center.
Yeah, just right in the middle of all of it. You know, something I do want to get out there to listeners is that you know, I'm sure you heard about our fires.
Definitely.
We did. We, you know, a lot of people heard about it. And we want to let people know that we're still here. You know, Gatlinburg is still here. And so
it didn't burn down.
It did not burn down. And so we want people, you know, to encourage people to come back and hang out with us.
Very, very cool. Thanks again.
No worries. Thank you. To give me
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world.
The music underbed, Tennessee Whiskey, was performed by Megan Lindsay.